This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Gone to a music format here, but I love Elon Musk, his politics, warning you about the globalist, and his great sense of marketing, launching a rocket payload with a new Tesla convertible to get billions of dollars of free advertising. But I tried to read and look. He did not give credit to the 1980s film Heavy Metal. So that's but maybe he did, but that's because it's the exact space suit. I mean, it looks just like it. It's just an older Corvette, obviously. And it's amazing. I mean, that's the theme song ride from the guy from the Eagles. I forget his name. And there it is. But now it's actually been done. So over the top. I was just given a quote. You have been quoted as saying that you are nauseatingly pro-American. Musk, yes, that's true. What do you mean, Musk? Well, I mean, I think the United States is the greatest country ever exists on Earth. And I think that it will be difficult to argue on objective grounds that it is not. I think the facts really point in that direction. It's the greatest force for good any country has ever been. There would not be democracy in the world around for the United States. But, you know, Putin said, stop only talking about your exceptionalism as if that gives you an excuse to do whatever you want. And what he said, they act like that was an anti-American statement. It wasn't an anti-American statement. Globalists have hijacked the country. They're using our name, our ingenuity, our inventiveness, our creativity, our real melting pot against us and creating a balkanized honeycomb of divided and conquered people. We're all in our own little cells. On the internet, everywhere else, in our own little bubbles. And Musk has been in these billionaire meetings like Bill Joy and a few others where they just talk about, can we just wipe these people out, man? We've got our hundreds of billions apiece. I don't want to sit here and want to, you know, go to Colorado or Switzerland and have to look at people. Can we just release the bioweapon? And Dick Cheney wrote about that in Rebuilding America's Defenses. He said, you know, it's time to release bioweapons on the Muslims. But just because a lot of the Muslims want to kill us, we're then going to use bioweapons to kill all of them? I mean, but see, that's where the talk's really gotten down to. No, I think we should stand against radical Islam, make them have a reformation, and reach out and not fund the most radical forms of it to keep the Muslims down. Because the West... That's one thing Dick Cheney publicly wrote about killing all the Muslims. It was even in the Austin American Statesman. Very few publications picked it up. Just type in Dick Cheney wrote about race-specific bioweapons and their need to be developed for use. Of course, they've been developed. Your real problem killing Arabs with a race-specific weapon is they've got Caucasoid, they've got Asiatic, they've used the scientific name, which just means black in Latin. That's racist. Cause science is racist. So because your average Arab is a hybrid of the three main human gene lines, You create a bioweapon for the Arabs, and you'll end up killing probably half of all the other groups. They'll be back.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nutrition. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Boy, I tell you, the deep water is getting a lot deeper and a lot hotter. It's been brought up to a nice little boil now, and the little crabs and the little lobsters that are the Democratic Party in the deep state are not looking too happy right now. In fact, they're starting to scream for their little political lives, and it couldn't be happening to a better group of miscreant, power-tripping, out-of-control, rogue criminals. They're not FBI agents. They're criminals. They're political hijackers. They're political terrorists. And now more emails, more text messages are drip, 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 drip coming out. Where, oh, baby, we're Comey's meeting with Obama tomorrow. He wants to know everything about Hillary investigation. Oh, baby, we shut that down real good. Yeah, yeah, she's going to be president. Oh, yeah, you could be director one day, sweetsies. And it's all coming out. Fox News is reviewing thousands. We've got a bunch of them. Congress has got them, and it's just nightmarish. And it's all there. Oh, baby, you're going to be so famous. I'm going to be too. 50,000 text messages to each other over a two-year period. And they're the special agents that handled, struck the whole Hillary investigation. We know Comey gave her a letter saying the investigation's over. You won't be under oath. This is fake. This is fake part wasn't on there, but the investigation's over. This is just a formality. You will not be under oath. Here's a letter. You've been cleared. That's the criminality we're dealing with. Now, coming up later in the hour after Tommy Robinson leaves us, I'm going to get into the big enchilada here on air, and that is what is behind the whole transgenderism system and more. Because you're going to want to know what's behind this. You already do from your own research and from what I've covered, but I want to specifically get into it and show how, as we said it was designed to this particular thing, it's now admitted. It has nothing to do with a man thinking he's a woman or a woman thinking he's a man or a guy going to the National Health Service in the UK last month and, you know, getting up in the stirrups. He's got a beard, tattoos, very muscular, hairy chest, the nurse reported. And he said, I want you to check my cervix. She said, sir, you have a large male member. And that last I heard, they're looking to fire her. They said, you know. It's like, listen, we're going to, somebody wants bleach dumped in their eyes, blind them. That's also in the UK and the US. So this is not mental illness. These people are mentally ill, but who's mentally ill is the people that are going along with it. But the people that are programming it admit it is a plan to absolutely turn people into confused jellyfish who can be led to the slaughter. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to shift gears to Tommy Robinson joining us, and this is such an incredible story. It's so thought-provoking. It's so illustrative. It's so crazy that I think only he can narrate it from the UK. Again, he's the leading individual for over a decade, raising the alarm about the Islamic invasion, about them grooming, in some even small towns, up to 4,000 girls for the sex trade, which is, I guess, the main Islamic pastime, even in the Middle East. Girls as young as six. Turkey's moving to legalize having sex with nine-year-olds. I guess people like Quentin Tarantino that says as long as it's consensual, it's fine. And he likes Roman Polanski. I mean, I guess for people that are pro-pedophilia, I don't know if he is a pedophile, but I mean, I know he's defending a convicted pedophile. And that, but, you know, that's Hollywood. So there's this weird leftist alliance with Islam, and I figured out, I think it's over the pedophilia, but that's why the feminists love it, and top Islamists lead the women's marches, and the women put burqas on, and it's total Stockholm syndrome. It's like, it'd be like if you were anti-Nazi in World War II, saying you wanted to kill Winston Churchill and he was a Nazi, but that you loved Hitler. It'd be like an anti-Hitler march and Hitler leads it. And you go, hey, this doesn't make sense. And they go, shut up, patriarchy, we love Islam. So, joining us till about 45 after or so is Tommy Robinson, TommyRobinson.com. And, of course, he famously has Islamists attacking, and he fights back. And the media says he's bad, even though they attack him first. We probably show some of those photos and videos of him kicking a guy's ass who's a lot bigger than his. But not supposed to fight back. And they're hiring thousands of more police to go out and spy on nationalists, but nothing with the whole jihadis. But he's here to tell a story today that's very illustrative. Former English Defense League leader Tommy Robinson vows to help police track down racists within the organization and says he's sorry for scaring British Muslims. That's how they spun the whole thing. That's not what he's really saying there. Here's the big article I wanted to get to. Tommy Robinson tracks down Muslim who threatened to kill his family after police failed to. So that's the big thing. It's powerful video. We'll be rolling some of it coming up for radio listeners and TV viewers. Tommy, how would you quantify this story? Because it's so incredible.
So, for the last 9 years, I've received threat after threat after threat. Threats to kill me, threats to murder me. Now, whenever they're aimed at me, I'm bothered, but I'm not been as bothered. Now, then they start aiming them at my children and my wife. They're going to murder my children. This gentleman here said he's going to rape my daughter, chop her up. He's going to slaughter her throat. He's going to cut my mother. And for 9 years, I've gone to the police. And we have all these hate. We have 900 police officers committed to dealing with threats, fine, in London, okay, for words. 900 police officers, and not once have they ever made an arrest. Now, what I do then is every time a threat comes in, I have to follow it up. I have to know if this person's serious. Now, this man here started making videos. He wasn't just tweeting things. He was making videos telling me what he's going to do to my family. I then tried to do it the right way again. I contacted the police. I put a reward up to find out his real identity. I then sat down with the police. I said, here's who he is. Here's what he's saying. The worry is, and I give them examples of other mentally ill people and other Muslims that have done similar and they've gone on to murder and cause jihad. I've had six Muslims who are in jail now serving 30 years who were on their way to kill me. They were stopped. Now, so when I give them, I give the police all the information. All they have to do is go and pick him up. But then because I'm worried then because innocent people's addresses are being put online as my address by other far-left agitators and far-left activists. And so then I've gone and waited outside the man's house. And I've waited there thinking and hoping that he's already been arrested. This is 24 hours later. And I've sat there from 1 o'clock in the morning, and at 6:30 in the morning, his door opens, and out he strolls on his way to mosque for his first prayers. At that point, I got out, I went up to him, and I already had an inkling from his videos. I watched more than just the videos you're going to see. I looked into him, and I saw pictures of him, and I was questioning, is he mentally ill? Like, seriously mentally ill? Not just is he suffering from following Islam, does he have a serious other mental disorder other than...
Well, there's also massive inbreeding, as you pointed out. I mean, he looks, I'm sorry to be mean, he looks like someone who's got serious chromosomal disorders. Please continue.
Yep. So then I found him and I went up to him. And to be honest, Alex, this could have gone so wrong. And I question, the police have managed to get me. I'm on a contempt of court charge, which means if I do anything at all, over the next 18 months, I go straight to prison for 3 months.
And you've already been in prison before. Does it fill people in where they let the Muslims mercilessly try to kill you?
Yeah, they locked me in a room with them. They tried to implement it. So, yeah, they pulled every string they could to get me hurt in prison. One of the instances, I defended myself and I stopped a man throwing boiling water with sugar. It's called napalm. That's what they call it. It's a napalm. It takes your whole face off.
It's an Islamic gift, just like the gift to women of the acid that is the sacrament now of a feminist.
Yes, that's what they're doing in jail. And for stopping him, I was then prosecuted again. Luckily, I was supported by the public who got me a good defense team, and I walked on a not guilty. But when you look,
we got to go to break. So but bottom line, we're going to come back and give you the floor. This is riveting. We're rolling the video. We'll roll some of the audio too. But the bottom line is, what you're saying is, this guy is threatening to kill your family over and over again. The police won't do anything. You went out and confront him, knowing that if you even fight back, you'll be put in prison. Because there's one law under leftist tyranny: you don't fight back against your abusers. You let them dump acid on your face.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne. And cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Tommy Robinson tracks down Muslim who threatened to kill him and his family when the police, after years of this, refused to do anything, claimed they had four different teams of officers on it. What they're busy doing is bringing in admitted ISIS fighters and giving them free welfare. We'll talk about that in a moment. That's all part of the globalist invasion. What's happening from Australia to the United States, to the UK particularly, to Belgium. Just a year ago, the media wouldn't admit no-go zones. Now they admit them everywhere. The police are saying there's no-go zones all over the UK, all over Europe. It's just so diabolical. And then George Soros is quarterbacking it with Peter Sutherland, who died 2 weeks ago, and Juncker, the heir of the Nazi fortune. You can't make this up. Here's a clip of just a few days ago when Tommy found this individual and confronted him. Here it is.
I done all of their job for them. Prior to sitting down and meeting with them, I found out and paid a reward to find out who the man was, where he lived, his real identity. They've got the evidence, as you can see. It's clear as day he's threatening to murder and kill. That's a serious crime. All they have to do is go and pick him up.
We're in London and we've had to do the police's job, which is what we done yesterday for them. So yesterday morning, I gave the police the man's name, his address, where he lives. That's where he lives over there.
So a day's gone by. I then have a duty. So I then decide to do whatever I need to do to protect my family and make sure that this man is taken off of our streets.
Go. Have you got mental health issues?
Yeah.
Right, so you're talking about killing my kids. How have I found you before the police have found you? How have I got you here before the police have found you? Where are you running to? I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to hurt you. You're threatening to murder my children, bruv. I'm not going to hurt you, okay? If I wanted to hurt you, I'd already hurt you.
Okay.
I'm not going to hurt you. You're threatening to murder my children. How do you think, bruv, if you've got mental health issues, you need help, bruv. If that's the case, if you're standing in front of me now, yeah? Are you going to come to my house and hurt my family?
No.
So why are you saying it, kid?
Someone keep brainwashing.
Someone's brainwashing you. I can tell someone's brainwashing you. Who's brainwashing you?
Ali Dawa.
Ali Dawa's brainwashed you to kill my kids.
I got that from YouTube, actually. Someone said he'll kill someone and take him.
Take his merchandise, like some Islamic.
Have an arm wrestle.
Can you have an arm wrestle, see, mate? Listen,
Friendly one. Tommy's taking the high road here, and he's a bigger expert on this than I am. But with these radical Islamists, which is the orthodoxy, they brag that when they're actually confronted, they always go, friendly, friendly, no, I am your friend. I am only saying this to sell T-shirts, my friend. That's why all over the world, no Christians or Jews or anyone else is allowed to live in our countries. And we take your women and we rape and kill you. But I am your friend. I am mentally ill. And of course, probably is mentally ill under the brainwashing. I mean, even when he lies, he tells the truth. I am brainwashed by Imam. Tommy Robinson, please continue.
So, I love your impression, Alex. But after a couple of minutes, I felt like I was talking to a 10-year-old. Now, I'd say I'm quite a good judge, and I know the same. Most of the time, when I find people or see people who said they're going to beat me up or hurt me, they melt or their arse goes. With him, I generally believe. Well, I believed, and I found out now because he's actually now sectioned in an assessment centre in London. He's previously been sectioned. He suffers from schizophrenia. But that makes it, that doesn't make him less dangerous. That makes him as dangerous. And then the name he mentions, when he says Ali Dawa brainwashed him, Ali Dawa is a Muslim preacher in London who targets 14 to 16-year-old children. It's like a stepping stone. They go through him, then they go to the next one. Now, the most dangerous thing about this, which I believe the police probably intentionally left it like this, If I caught up with him, which I did, and they probably knew I was going to go and catch up with him, because he's, if you read the stuff he said about my children, any father would go get him. But if that could have gone so wrong, he could have been carrying a knife. Now, my intention to go there was to citizen's arrest. If the police aren't going to arrest him, I'm taking him. And I'm going to drag him down the police station and bring him in there and say, you do something about him. So that was my intention, was to go and get him. When I did get him, I realised very quickly that he is mentally disturbed. From the arm wrestle comment, and if you watch him then, he actually has an arm wrestle me afterwards. And I felt then that, I'd say he's a victim of Islam. I say most Muslims are victims of Islam. But the fact, when I, what that video doesn't show you is, when I the first thing I said is, what do they teach you at mosque? And he said, they teach me to fear Allah. And he generally looked like a scared child. I said, so you've got a mentally disturbed person who's terrified of Allah. You then have preachers who tell him what Allah wants them to do. And then he's on an attack mission. Now, what I said is, even when the police turned up, it was a difficult one. Because you see, that could have gone one or two ways. That could have gone the way where we're physically having it because of what he said and done. Or the way it did go, which is that I didn't even want him arrested, to be honest. I spoke to the police today and just to see, is he getting medical help? Because he is really not... I spent 20 minutes with him then, and I could tell by then. I then contacted people he went to school with who had told me the problems he had through the school time. He's not right. And you mix that with a Quran and a preacher of hate, and you've got an explosive mixture, which in the UK we've had plenty of people like this. We have one called Nicky Riley, who was learning difficulties, highly autistic. They put a bomb on him and sent him into a restaurant.
Well, so, let's explain something here. I didn't know this until I talked to a family that are veterans and other people that have been in the Middle East. But it's also in Indonesia and everywhere. Wherever it's Muslims, you'll have a Christian area. Everybody's super smart, totally nice. And then you go to the Muslim area, and there's mentally retarded children everywhere. People have disorders. People look crazy. And it's inbreeding, just like the British royal family. What the Queen has 4 or 5 siblings. Most of them have been locked up in mental institutions their whole lives. I've seen some photos of them. And you look at the Muslims, that's what they look like, is poor, sad people out of an old-fashioned sanitarium. Talk about the numbers. The final ingredient is the mental illness, the inbreeding, and then you find out in the Middle East and Central Asia, the imams and terrorists use the giant surplus of mentally retarded people they've got, but also schizophrenia, you name it, from the inbreeding to carry this out.
So 3% of the UK is Pakistani. They're responsible for 33% of child defects from 3%. Of course, because they marry their cousins, of course, because Muhammad married his cousin. And he's the moral compass. So if he had sex with children, they can have sex with children. If he married his cousin, they can marry their cousin. If he decides to kill people, they can kill people. So, you see that hugely. And I have a friend who has an autistic child. And the whole entire school that his friend goes to of disabled children is all Muslim children. But so you're right. It's a dangerous mix. We've had 4 in the last 18 months. Jihadi attacks, which have all been blamed on mental illness. Now, most of them, I don't accept. I don't believe. This gentleman, after meeting him, he was mentally retarded.
Well, but that's the secret of the radical Islamists, is they use their giant surplus of inbreeding, mainly causes schizophrenia, as everybody knows, and you know, other issues, all sorts of disorders. And whereas these would be sweet children if they were raised sweetly, instead they become vicious killing machine robots, and then they just export their surplus, to us to then wage unholy jihad.
But the unbelievable thing for me about this is it was played out so publicly. His videos were there for the whole internet to see. We have officers who, if someone says something about a gay Olympian, like they did, the next day their door's kicked in. If someone said, by the police, if someone says something about a politician, if someone mentions anything to do with race, they're arrested, they're prosecuted straight away.
We'll be back. Stay right.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, the press is reporting that the new FBI text messages and things that have come out are bombshell. And they are. But they're not really bombshell to me. That's why I'm not really excited about it. That's why I'm not really covering it. Because we already know. It's just going to be more evidence coming out. I've talked to congressmen on air, off air. I've talked to sources like Zach, who is high-level intelligence. He's popping in the next hour. And so I know what's in it. And I've talked about it, and I've told you. It's Obama, and Susan Rice and all those folks in their spying on everything Trump did, letting Hillary have access to it, ordering the FBI to kill the investigation of Hillary, meeting secretly on tarmacs, promising Loretta Lynch a Supreme Court slot if she would kill the investigation of Hillary. Yeah, and the Clintons were dumb enough to talk about it, and their underlings bragged about it. So they've got those emails. And by the way, they got Hillary's emails. They're holding that in reserve in case they got to really fry them because they don't want to damage the stock market of the country too much. I say release it all, man. They're in a thermal nuclear political war with us. I say cry havoc, let loose the dogs of truth here, to butcher William Shakespeare's writings. We're going to go back to Tommy here in just a moment with the epic stuff he's up to. Such courage, such bravery. I have to tell you that there's nobody else like him doing the things he's doing. And he's a father. He's got children. It's very dangerous over in the UK. You've seen the videos where they attack his car savagely and people attack him when he's out to see a concert with his family. You know, there's video of that. He fights back, and the media acts like it's bad that he even punches back. It's incredible. So I said I would get into the whole transgender agenda and the brainwashing of children, and I will do that. That's coming up at the bottom of the next hour because I got behind here today. We're going to go back to Tommy Robinson here in just a moment, just briefly. When I get up here and I hyperventilate telling you we need you to buy products to fund our operation, it's because if you don't buy them, we won't be here. And you've been buying them. And you've been rebuying them and rebuying them. And so we're building this operation in the face of some stiff globalist opposition. They're not just in Congress saying shut us down in hearings. They're not just in undercover Google videos saying our main mission is to stop InfoWars. They're really scared of Paul Watson. That's come out in internal documents. If Paul realized his real power and we get more aggressive on air. I'm not complaining. I ordered Watson to get on air. I don't mean like a big shot. I've, you know, cajoled him, you know, tried to pay him more to do it. He doesn't even want more money. He just is totally dedicated to writing articles and being behind the scenes, but he's great on air. Point I'm getting at is, I explained to Paul, I said, they want to destroy you. And I said, if you don't become the individual you already are in the public eye, they want to know you, then they'll be able to destroy you if you're just a writer and just a guy on Twitter or just a guy that puts out, you know, three-dimensional videos. They need to see more of you. And he understands that now, that he's in an arena where big fish eat little fish. And they're trying to shut us down. And they're trying to shut Mr. Robinson down. And if they can hang him, they can hang us. We're going back to Mr. Robinson here in a moment. Cheryl Atkinson has come out. This is coming up next segment. And said, I've never seen media more uncurious about spying and how they're all a bunch of lapdogs, the globalists. And that dovetails with this homeland in the Trump era tackles the deep state. This is so revealing out of the Hill. Because the main villain on Homeland is yours truly, and I direct all the evil. They admit that. And then they had an article out yesterday saying, the main star will kick my ass. I better watch out. He's a boxer. You can't make this up.
Immediately results in the loss of constitutional protections, the U.S. government, through the FISA court, makes it very difficult to gain FISA Title I surveillance authority over a U.S. citizen for the very purpose of preventing unverified information from ever reaching the court. They weren't just requesting some low-level FISA 702 search query. The FBI was saying Carter Page was a spy. This requires an entirely different level of surveillance authority, the highest possible. And the completed FISA application requires approval through the FBI chain of command. It starts with the FBI field offices before making its way to FBI headquarters to get approval. Then it goes on to the Justice Department. Then the DOJ verifies the accuracy of every fact stated in the application. If anything looks unsubstantiated, the application is sent back to the FBI to provide additional evidentiary support. So it continues to go back and forth between the FBI offices and the DOJ until they are satisfied that the facts in the FISA application can both be corroborated and meet the legal standards for the court. Presentation of any such unverified material to the FISA court would appear to violate those crucial procedural rules. Yet former FBI Director James Comey allegedly signed three of the FISA applications on behalf of the FBI.
I was speaking to him and briefing him about some salacious and unverified material. Again, he was reacting strongly against that unverified material, saying, "I'm tempted to order you to investigate it."
Procedures were named for Michael Woods, the FBI official who drafted the rules that were instituted in April 2001 to ensure accuracy with regard to the facts supporting probable cause. Amid all of the exhaustive FBI of Minister Carter Page's life, he'd never been accused of any crime. So the bigger story here is that this FISA memo scandal is being spun to say that it's okay to take salacious gossip and opposition research to the FISA courts in order to strip an American citizen of their constitutional rights.
Just to add tension nobody really needs, as the opening ceremonies for the 2018 Winter Olympics are set to take place on Friday, U.S. Disarmament Ambassador Robert Wood told the forum at the Geneva talks that North Korea was only months away from attaining the capability to strike the United States with a nuclear-armed ballistic missile. Although Wood said he had no new information to share when asked about what he was basing his claims on, Wood also labeled North Korea's latest South Korean show of diplomacy as a charm offensive.
The situation on the Korean Peninsula has not changed. The regime continues work on its ballistic missile and nuclear programs. What I would call charm offensive, frankly, is fooling no one.
And now the DPRK is frantically warning that a preemptive bloody nose attack by the United States is imminent. Al Jazeera reported Yong Chul said U.S. officials, including the defense secretary and the CIA director, repeatedly talked about a DPRK nuclear and missile threat to justify their argument for a military option and a new concept of a so-called bloody nose. Meanwhile, Guam sits under the most imminent threat of an attack by the DPRK.
The people of Guam are proud to host the continued bomber presence and one leg of the nuclear triad with the recent addition of the B-2 and B-50 bombers. Considering the bomber presence and as the westernmost territory of the United States, Guam holds vital strategic bases, and I'm happy to see the department place a THAAD system to aid in its defense. However, in your strategy, you call for investment on layered missile defense from North Korean threats. Considering our strategic importance, is Guam adequately...
All right, folks, we are back live. This, you never have this happen, but I have a little amplifier box from my mic. Go out. That's live TV and radio. We'll be back with Tom.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back live with Tommy Robinson. In the whole world, he is the guy on the streets in the face of the radical Islamists that are taking over Europe, abducting women into sex slavery, children, acid attacks exploding. And he's working with the Sikhs and with all the other great immigrant groups that are also being fed on by the radicalization of Islam that the British government and other governments have been caught working with it. And he just reminded me, because I'm under so much attack that I can't keep track of it anymore, that last year a man reportedly ran his car into some Muslims at a mosque, something we never call for violence. And the police immediately said, he was a fan of Alex Jones and Paul Watson, and Mr. Robinson was talking to him. Well, they've now gotten the documents. It's not true. He's suing them over it. So Mr. Robinson is now on his feet, taking action, for being a political prisoner, you name it. They took his house away, put him in prison. He's now suing over that at the high court. He's going to fill you in on this, but I can't even keep track of it anymore. I mean, there's like 8-9 TV shows attacking me almost every day. Fiction shows where they say, this is Alex Jones. And they even mix InfoWars in. And people think this is real. I mean, this is how they're striking back, is with just full-on fake news. And there's a big article about the show Homeland where I am the main villain. The character says it's based on me, who does racist things, who kills people, is a terrorist, who puts out fake news. Homeland, in the Trump era, tackles the deep state. You have to remember, they wrote the new Homeland for Hillary to be president. So in the first season last year since that happened, just to fill you in on the attack pieces, it was a woman president. But now a Trump has been elected. I guess he's been killed by me. And so a Trump has been elected, and the deep state's battling him and spying on him. But see, that was all written 6-8 months ago when they didn't know that was going to come out. So they're saying they're not spying on Trump, but they have a TV show where in real life, what's going on is in the TV show. But Trump's a devil-worshipping white supremacist, so it's okay. So, Tommy, that's the level of attacks we're under. And getting into all those topics you were telling me about during the break.
Yeah, Alex, just to start, what they seem to be doing to you and to me is building us up so that it becomes acceptable for someone to kill you, which is exactly the same as happened to Theo van Gogh, who was a Dutch filmmaker who was murdered. And he was murdered because they built him up as a huge Nazi racist, which he wasn't. He was a liberal who spoke about Islam. But that's exactly what I see happening to yourself. I see it happening to me. Someone will think they're doing a country a service by killing us because of the media reports upon us. And the media agenda against us. But
hold on, it's funny you say that. Last week's Law and Order was called InfoWars, the episode, and it's based in Charlottesville, and they grabbed Millie Weaver, our reporter, and says the same thing she said, and then they gang rape her, and then the jury says it's okay, she deserves it. And the message is, go out and rape InfoWars reporters. I mean, that is the level of psychological warfare, exactly what you just said.
Well, I didn't know about that, but that is unbelievable. But it was not unbelievable. It's not.
Oh, it's got blood pouring out between her legs. They rape her so bad, kind of like the people that Hillary represents that do that to little girls.
On that show, she's an InfoWars reporter.
Yes.
Oh my God. Wow. But I know because. And that is what they're saying. And it's the same as happened to Theo van Gogh, who was a Dutch filmmaker, and he was left with a knife, murdered. But the man that killed him was a leftist, but he was killed because the man thought he was doing the world a better thing. And generally thought that, because they'll build you up as such a monster, or they'll build me as such a monster, that someone thinks they're morally just to do what they're doing.
And they say in the show, she's evil, she supports Trump, you're allowed to rape. Go free. And everyone's like, yeah, rape women, yay, liberal. Kind of like Harvey Weinstein directed it.
Yeah, insane.
I know. Things are like Twilight Zone now because you're like, oh, hey, you know, they're blaming you and me for this attack. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. It's all over the newspapers here for 6 months. It just gives me a headache. I mean, these people are crazy.
What they did for this attack, so in the opening of the terrorist court trial, they didn't warn me about this. In the opening of the trial, they said Tommy Robinson sent direct social media messages to Darren Osborne the days before the attack. Now, those headlines went everywhere. There is no truth in that. I have never messaged him myself. I did not follow him on Twitter. So, and they actually specifically said Twitter direct messages in the Independent newspaper, the Sun newspaper, Sky News.
And that's used. Then they call for your.
You see that Muslim who's threatening to kill me? All of these things have come from that media case. So they build it up, and then. But I know that they've got no legal argument because I never did. So that's why now, on that case, I've set up a sort of crowdfund. People are donating via PayPal so that I can sue them and take them to court, because this Cambridgeshire thing you've got on your screen now, this for me was the changing point. I was out with my children. This was a year ago. In fact, nearly a year ago to the day. I was out with my children having food in a family pub. The police come in, mob-handed, and said, leave this city now. And you can watch the video. I said, leave this city now. This is them following me. My children were hysterical. And I said, what sort of law is this? How can you do this? They said, leave the city now. We'll arrest you. I said, I'm out with my children. What are you doing? That's still now. My youngest daughter, that was at Luton versus Cambridge, which is a football match This was afterwards. I'd just been to the fair. I'd bought candy floss. And my daughter, my youngest daughter now, she ran out in the road in that video. And I had to grab her. She was screaming hysterically. If you watch that video, you'll hear my children hysterical, crying, scared by the police. So on that point, I went home and I said, enough's enough now. What they've done is they've gone from harassing me, harassing my mum, harassing my wife, to now targeting my kids. The last three times they've done this on my children. So then I'm now suing. I'm in court next Wednesday for that case. They've offered me two financial out-of-court settlements, which I've refused. Because what they've done, when you watch the video, it's unbelievable. Your American audience need to see the full video of that. Just understand what level we're at.
We'll tweet it right now. We'll tweet it right now at Real Alex Jones. Because it's the footage is them saying, they're not saying you disturb anybody, they're not saying anything, they're saying you're not allowed to be here.
Pitch me up, pure and simple. I've spent £16,000 having a top legal representative go through the case. And he said, that's illegal, that's illegal, that's illegal. So I'm going to court on that as well in 2 weeks. And then I'm going to have this other case. And I've had to set up, it's only now, years on, that I've managed to have support where I can do this. Because in the first 5 years of my activism, I was stitched up by legal defence teams, legal prosecuting teams, judges, and no one supported me. I had no financial backing to be able to afford real representation.
And let's be
now
clear,
I have,
you also lost your house, everything. They put you in the prison with the Muslims, in the Muslim section to get you killed. Correct, Tommy? I mean, they also tried to kill you.
The audio's gone again, Alex.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll.
There you go. I can hear.
Sure. Sometimes the Skype cuts out a little bit. We're not exaggerating any of this. And there's also footage of you getting attacked when you were out in a park with your family. And because you fought back, the media said you were bad.
Yeah, of course. So I'm conscious of that every time, which is why the first thing you'll see, if you put in, there's one instant where I pulled up in my car. I was going in, I was working. So I was going into the builders merchants. And a Muslim pulled up in a car next to me and he said, do you want to fight? So I said, let me just send this message. But the first thing I do is I get my phone out every time. If I walk through my hometown, my phone is on, ready to press record. Because as soon as someone comes up to me, that gentleman there, you can watch the video. I'm in a builder's merchant and he starts punching hell out of me. So I'm then fighting with him. And then I automatically press record because I have to defend myself because I know...
Oh, listen, when I'm in downtown Austin... Or I'm in, like, Seattle, I'm recording all the time because every minute or two, F you, Russian, I'm going to kill you, and then we just get the footage. And they are just mentally ill people that believe what the media is telling them.
Well, because, and otherwise, whoever it is I end up arguing with or fighting with will end up saying I was racist to them, and then I'll be done for a racial attack. So I need to prove every word that's said in my own defense. So I actually end up now having my hands down by my side. Walking backwards all the time because I know I'll be prosecuted and I have to be so cautious of that because I don't think I'll survive another prison sentence in the UK. I think that the people...
But Tommy, you've gotten so big now that I don't think they're going to put you in prison now like they did before for the year or whatever it was because they don't want to make you into a martyr. That's why they're begging you to stop going on the street and having the courage because you're showing the vicious hate, the vicious evil, and the police in the UK have fallen to the globalist to a great extent. They are all over the place working for the imams. And as has been documented, you were the first to expose it, the giant child kidnapping rings and the reports of them chopping the girls up after and selling them to people at kebab shops. See, that's the extra fun of it. That's a big Islamic thing, is to kill people, chop their bodies up, and then sell it to infidels. ISIS is big on that. We'll be right back.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Alex Jones here with an extremely, extremely